This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise here on BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio today by
Christine Wong.
Mm-hmm. It is Monday, the 6th of September, 12:05, just turning 12:06 here in the studio. Cloudy day on this Monday. Topic of discussion today, we're going to be asking you about whether or not you're trying to get hired during this pandemic. And if so, how? Are you doing it online? Are you doing it offline? You're already working or you're not working? Let us know. We're polling over on Twitter and on Instagram, both available at BFM Radio. And of course, if you want to get in touch via WhatsApp, usual way, 018-789-8899. What are we doing about this then, Chris? Why are we talking about it today?
We're talking about it because we're taking a look today at essentially post-pandemic recruitment, what might be the future of recruitment, you know, in the pandemic, right? Because primarily job hunting has taken place online now. So what are some new trends? What are job seekers looking for now? And also, have Malaysian job seekers been even using online platforms to their best advantage? So firstly, interest in remote working has surged during the COVID-19 pandemic and is lingering even as the economy reopens.
Yes.
The share of online job searches for remote positions jumped 460% in the 2 years between June 2019 and June 2021, according to an analysis published by job site Glassdoor. And that bump isn't like siloed in a handful of occupations. It's actually widespread across a host of different jobs. And looking for roles outside the traditional office setting may not be that surprising, of course, because of health fears associated with in-person work, even after, you know, COVID vaccinations have become widely available. And more employees know that remote work is an option now, so they have experience that they can like work from home productively.
Yeah.
It is unclear, though, whether employers will meet the increase in demand, although they may be more prone to accede in the current labour market.
Now, labour economists have been puzzled over why businesses have had trouble hiring and keeping workers, especially with the great resignation at play. We spoke about this last week. Just search for the podcast titled Employers Navigating the Great Resignation on our app and on the website, of course. Economists believe a number of factors may be at play. For example, ongoing COVID health concerns, caregiving duties, early retirements, geographical mismatches between the unemployed and available jobs, a re-examination of worker priorities and enhanced unemployment benefits. Data, though, suggests the latter aren't playing a very big role.
And admittedly, businesses have gotten creative in their attempts to attract and retain workers given these challenges. And a greater willingness to allow remote or hybrid work may be on the table. But of course, some jobs like those in restaurants and hotels can't be done remotely.
Right.
And workers' expectations changing is, of course, nothing new. A FlexJob survey of 2,100 remote workers in March 2021 found that a total of 58% of respondents said that they would look for a new job if they weren't allowed to continue working from home in their current position after the pandemic. Another 65% wanted to work remotely full-time post-pandemic, while 33% hoped for a hybrid work arrangement, so divided between the office and home.
Just to go back to what you were saying about some of those jobs, the restaurants and hotels, I was watching a video yesterday, and it was of remote waiters in Japan. They were using robots, and the waiters were at home actually controlling the robots.
Well, maybe that sector can actually be remote.
Interesting
then.
Stuff, though. But yeah, a month later, in the midst of this complicated job market, where we are now, the Flex Jobs Summer 2021 Unemployment Survey has found that 69% of those currently unemployed are out of work as a direct result of the pandemic, and 42% have been out of work for a year. With millions of job openings and millions unemployed, job seekers are struggling to find work, and companies are struggling to fill those positions. And yet, a total of 48% of unemployed job seekers can't find the right jobs to apply for and are rethinking the parameters of their job searches. So 47% are actively looking outside their current career to find employment. The vast majority, 85%, are willing to take a pay cut in order to secure a job, and 40% have applied to jobs for which they think they're overqualified. Despite their earnestness in searching, job seekers continue to be frustrated by obstacles in their way. jobs that are too low paying, unresponsive employers, lack of jobs in their preferred field, no opportunities worth pursuing, a lack of job interviews secured, and also worsening mental health.
Yeah, I think definitely the demand for a changing job market was also reflected in the top 10 questions that job seekers asked, which included the current trends in the remote market, available remote jobs and job titles, a list of companies known for hiring remote workers, why some jobs have a location requirement if it's 100% remote work, the kind of technology and tools necessary to be a successful remote worker, virtual hiring, interviewing, do you need a cover letter even for a remote job application?
Right.
All this stuff, you know. And locally as well, Plantation Industries and Commodities Deputy Minister Datuk Seri Dr. Wee Jek Seng provided thoughts on Malaysian job seekers, stating that the unprecedented COVID-19 pandemic has led to a shortage of foreign workers in many industries, as many took a break and returned home since early last year. And although business operators have been offering work opportunities for locals to fill jobs, it hasn't been easy. For example, in a virtual job carnival with the Human Resources Ministry in March, six agricultural companies offered 8,700 jobs, but only 750 people registered.
Wow.
268 came for interviews, and 76 got the jobs. So these virtual fairs need more promotion so that more people will learn and utilize them.
Yeah. He added, and this is a quote, the oil palm sector was in need of over 30,000 harvesters, which used to be filled by foreign workers. And similarly for the furniture sector, over 20,000 workers are needed. Although companies are offering higher pay of over 3,000 ringgit with a better package, it's still hard to get workers. He also mentioned that it's high time we provide training to locals to lessen our reliance on foreign workers, and that it was also part of cross-ministerial plans to train more skilled local workers. So far, the Ministry's Institute of Malaysian Plantation and Commodities, IMPAC, over 70,000 Malaysian youth have been trained at its six institutes nationwide that offer over 1,900 courses.
Yeah, but I was really fascinated by his statement that basically, in his view, a lot of Malaysian job seekers are just not utilizing a lot of online resources to find these jobs. And yet the current trend seems to be that a lot of people are searching for remote jobs and things that are totally technology based, you know,
which I can completely understand.
Yeah.
OK, we need to take a short break. But of course, we are talking about this and we're asking you this question. Are you trying to get hired during the pandemic? And if so, how are you doing it? Are you doing it online? Are you doing it offline? Are you already working or you know you're not looking? Let us know. We're polling over on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Also, if you want to get in touch via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. When we come back, we'll be hearing from a couple of people to help us out with this topic. So don't go anywhere. But to take us into the break, it's Mary Clayton with Southern Man here on BFM 89.9.
Benchmark for Managers, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Today's topic of discussion, we're asking you a question. The question is, are you trying to get hired during the pandemic? And if so, how? Why are we talking about this, Chris?
We're talking about this because we're talking about post-pandemic recruitment trends.
Now, according to the polls over on Twitter so far, it's neck and neck. 39% of you are saying, yes, you're looking online. Another 39% of you are saying, no, you're already working. And then at, is that 17% are saying, no, you're not looking, with 5% of you saying, yes, you're looking offline. Interesting, we got a message here on WhatsApp from Stephen, who said he got hired during the pandemic through an ex-colleague referral. Interview, resignation, onboarding, all done online. Always be nice to your colleagues and never burn bridges. Thanks for that, Stephen. Okay. We did manage to get hold of a bunch of people to talk to us about this, actually.
Yes. So with all this in mind, we wanted to hear from people who were running online job-seeking platforms to find out more about Malaysian job seekers and the future of recruitment. So we actually have two people on the line.
Mm-hmm.
We've got co-founder and CMO of Seed Virtual Events, Nick Zawir, on the line, as well as Derek Toh, founder of online job portal Hiredly, to get their insights. First, Nick, just wanted to get your thoughts. Seed has been running online career fairs even pre-pandemic. So has the pandemic made it easier to run a virtual job fair with the surging popularity and widespread use of teleconferencing tools and the acceleration of digitalization as well?
I believe so. Pre-pandemic, we had to do a lot of hand-holding for all stakeholders and participants. However, since everyone now is accustomed to Zoom, Teams, and so on, more participants are tech-savvy and much more engaging in virtual career fairs. And not just that, it is also easier for virtual event hosts to receive higher number of attendees and exhibitors. Since everything is online, event organizers have embraced the positives, such as removing geographical barrier and data availability from all these events.
Okay, so I've got a question for both of you then, both Nick and Derek. Have you seen a spike in online recruitment and career platform interest during the pandemic? Let's hear from you first, Nick.
We have actually seen a significant rise in virtual job fair events locally and globally. More virtual job fair and virtual events platform have been popping up and widely used. Companies such as Hopin and GatherTown have been getting funding from reputable VCs such as Sequoia, has made virtual career fairs and events easier. Organizations, corporates, universities have also become more of an avid virtual event organizer in running their own virtual career fair platforms, either using highly interactive platforms, job post platforms, or just simply Zoom webinars. According to Google Trends, searches for virtual career fairs are much more frequent than pre-COVID. So due to pandemic challenges, we also see a huge increase in virtual events hosted, which pushed us to start serving tailored virtual event hosting services using virtual worlds, platforms, or video call conferences with a mix of real-world engagements such as virtual events paired with food delivery and gift boxes to the attendees.
Same question for you, Derek, please.
There's certainly been a spike for certain types of talent, and it sort of also depends on timing, right? So during the first national lockdown last year, sometime in March, the first couple of months, we definitely saw a really big dip in recruitment. And again, I'm obviously referring to what's happening on our platform in Hayali, which may or may not represent the entire Malaysian market, but I think it gives it, you know, some kind of sense, right? So as soon as that lockdown sort of lifted, we've seen like record high number of jobs being advertised on the platform, and it continues to grow. Now, of the last couple of months, it slowed down again a little bit. But when I say slow down, I don't really mean a drop. Like it sort of like kind of became a bit stagnant, if you like, right? So, but now we are seeing that growth coming back again. So in general, I think most industries are still actively hiring. My sense is that employers, may be a little bit more, I suppose, selective in trying to decide who they want to hire, but definitely, you know, the economy is sort of coming back and most industries are still operating normally. So, you know, there's a lot of growth in recruitment now.
And to both of you, again, what types of work are Malaysian job seekers looking for in terms of remote, hybrid, and office?
Based on our experience with the graduate demography, there are no clear preference. For them, all they need is actually a job opportunity at the moment. As for the other groups, it's not as clear. But regardless, everyone had to adapt for this situation at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And how about you, Derek?
Almost every single survey I see and every single person I speak to would like some kind of hybrid kind of mode, you know, and that sort of makes sense, right? So what I mean by that is, I suppose if you ask someone, you know, if you wanted the freedom to choose between going back to the office or having to work from home, most people will want the option because there are certain instances where working in the office is much better. Right. When you're collaborating with colleagues, you know, or, you know, sometimes when you're trying to problem solve something, it's good to be in the same room with people, you know, discussing things. But a lot of the individual kind of work, you know, can probably be done at home. And I think prior to this, working from home was mainly a luxury. I would like to say that a lot of tech companies have. You know, because, you know, software development was typically the type of role that people understood you could kind of do by yourself. But since the pandemic happened, because a lot of companies were forced to work remotely, and now everyone sort of figured out how to do it, I think as employees, I use the word excuse quite loosely, right? But the excuse to say that, for your role, you can't really work remotely, isn't quite true anymore for a lot of jobs. So many people are sort of hoping to have some kind of hybrid. So we'll never really get a return to like 100% back in the office. Most people will want hybrid, I believe, going forward.
Okay. And in your guy's opinion, which sectors do you think are hiring the most and why?
The digital sector is clearly hiring so far. Talents like software engineers, UI, UX, data scientists and such have been in high demand pre-COVID, and it's becoming much more crucial these days. Another likely sector, which is kind of surprising, is actually sales. And we've seen more and more companies hiring for sales associates.
Do you find the same thing, Derek?
The obvious ones would be all the digital companies. And that still seems to be true. I mean, when it comes to recruitment, that is still the industry that we are the busiest with, right? And that probably comes from two things. The obvious one being that a lot of businesses are trying to digitize their companies. So they're trying to hire digital talent, or they are already digital businesses. And the way the economy is shifting right now, it's definitely more advantageous to be a digital business. And the second reason is, even pre-pandemic, there's always been a shortage of like good talent, right, in the digital space. I can see at the moment there's a lot of I mean, to say that, you know, there's not enough graduates in digital isn't quite true, because you know, we definitely see a lot of good tech talent coming out, you know, grads or like, you know, digital scientists coming out fresh. There is a little bit of gap between the expectation of the business and the talent that we have. So if I'm talking to an employer today, they would always say that if I want to hire a tech or digital person, I want an experienced one. But if you want an experienced person, it's not a big pool. So the thing I would tell a lot of employers right now is that be a bit more open-minded. If you are planning to build a very large digital team or tech team, then I would encourage, in a more practical sense, right, have some kind of training program in place. If not, it's going to be very difficult to scale your team. You're just going to rely on experienced talent because you're all going after the same small pool of people. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like tech talent, that's the biggest growth at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And then on the flip side, which sectors are job seekers the most attracted to? Derek, you go first.
Also the same. Because I'm seeing a lot of people retraining to be digital talent. You know, even within Hirely itself, we've hired people who were, say, mechanical engineers, you know, and they retrained themselves to be a software developer. You know, we've hired people who were doing sales before, you know, and they've retrained themselves to also be like a software developer. So there is definitely this trend. And I think it's partially to do with the fact that a lot of people sort of want to build on things that contribute to the future. And tech is the very obvious space where this is happening right now, right? So because, and sometimes when I say tech, people see it as one industry, but tech actually sort of cuts across almost all industries, right? So whether you're a bank, or you could be an FMCG company or oil and gas company, you know, there's tech involved. So if you are a kind of a software developer, like data scientist, you will get to sort of be working on the forefront of change and innovation. And that's quite attractive, I think, for a lot of people.
Mm. And Nick, your thoughts?
Based on the graduate's demography, job seekers are still attracted to jobs that are familiar to their degrees. I think it's been an awkward period for fresh graduates. They are unsure about the job opportunities in this pandemic. I think for graduates, they might need more support. I believe the government, the agencies, universities have been well aware of this and been taking initiatives, which I applaud. And I think employers too, which they also have, but I think we should have more employers have a hand in clearing this out for the graduates, so that they're much more clear about the job opportunities that have in their own companies, and how can they adapt to new job opportunities during the pandemic.
Some really interesting stuff, fellas. Can you just stay on the line with us for a few minutes? We've got a few more questions that we'd like to ask you, but we need to take a break. Thanks so far to Nick and Derek. We're going to have a music break from Chicago with Caravan. We are asking you the question, though. Are you trying to get hired during the pandemic? And if so, how? Doing it online? Are you doing it offline? Are you already working or you're not even looking? Do let us know. The poll's over on Instagram and Twitter at BFM Radio. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Short break. We'll be right back with our final set of questions for the fellas. You're tuned in to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Bulldozing fine measures. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. If you're only just joining us, we're talking about in the pandemic, job hunting has primarily taken place online. What are the new trends in post-pandemic recruitment? What are job seekers looking for now? Have Malaysian job seekers been using online platforms to their best advantage? We do have a poll, which we'll get to in just a couple of minutes, but we've got two fellows who've been sat on the line waiting for us. We've got the CMO and co-founder of Seeds Virtual Events, Nick Zawier, on the line, as well as Derek Toe, the founder of online job portal Hiredly, to get their insights. And we've got a few more questions for them before we let them go. So let's start off with you, Nick. Do you think Malaysian job seekers are taking full advantage of online job hunting opportunities and platforms?
Yeah, we believe so. We see that attendees are taking their participation in virtual career fairs much more seriously. There are significant increase in profile completion and engagements on chats and video calls. As for other online job hunting opportunities, we found out that a lot of job seekers use multiple online job hunting platforms and even have applied to the same company multiple times through different platforms. We think the reason is because everyone has to use virtual career fairs, as the traditional method of physical career fairs is not possible with the current pandemic.
Same question for you, Derek, please.
Yeah, I mean, I like to think so. At the moment, you know, our database is obviously growing very quickly. We see more and more people coming in. I mean, we just rebranded from Warp to Hiredly to kind of address a more mature market. And definitely we can see a lot of new talent coming into the platform. I have to say, though, that in some sense, there will be a group of talent who are a bit more cautious during this time because, even though the economy is sort of opening up, I suppose for a lot of them, if they are sort of okay where they are, no one's really going to take like a big risk and kind of change jobs at the moment, right? So I can sort of understand that. But at the same time, we still do see a lot of people, you know, trying to take advantage of this moment to kind of grow.
And Nick, first again, do you think Malaysian employers are doing enough to attract new talent?
We have a mixed view on this. From the employees that we engage with, some have become proactive by hosting their own online engagement events, such as weekly online networking, virtual career fairs, and more robust digital ads. However, some are still struggling to fit their recruitment strategy with the new norm. Ironically, we believe Malaysian employers have more to lose than they realize. The reason is now local employers have to compete with a global remote world of workforce, and we are not going back to normal, and remote jobs are here to stay. We recommend companies to start thinking, what is their virtual brand? Social media presence, relationship with universities, and career programs are more important than ever. Interestingly, some universities host virtual interview days for their students, and we believe this could be an opportunity for the employers to participate in.
And Derek, your thoughts?
So one interesting happened, I suppose, last year when the first lockdown happened, right? And obviously people started losing jobs, and for a brief moment in time, you could almost say that, you know, we've shifted from an employee's market to an employer's market, meaning that, you know, employers had more influence or, you know, options in who to hire because there's more talent in the market. But what I've noticed is a lot of really forward-thinking employers, those that kind of think long-term, have still sort of treated it like it's an employee's market. You know, even though like the talent, you know, it was a little bit more, they still invested a lot in, like, say, building an employer brand, you know, trying to attract good talent. They didn't try to take advantage of this situation to reduce salaries. You know, they kind of just ran as they normal, as they would pre-pandemic. And I think these are the employees who sort of see it as, well, if you look on a scale of like 10 years, 20 years, right? At the end of the day, you just want the best people working in your company. So a lot of these employees have definitely been not cautious, but they've been aggressively building their teams, right? At the time when a lot of people were losing their jobs, they saw it as a window for recruitment, because like there were probably this group of talent that you couldn't normally recruit in a normal economy because they were sort of happy where they are, but maybe they just didn't have any option. The company was scaling down and now they're in the market. So there are definitely employers like this, but I would say, you know, this is just based on observation. You know, you're probably talking about like the 10% of the market that's thinking like that.
Okay, Derek, we've also been hearing, you know, about quite a few incidents of online job scams. Do you think that will impact the popularity of online recruitment at all?
Yeah, I know. I think like job scams have been something of an issue even in the past, right? So one of the things that we've tried to address as a platform, and also if you actually go to Hiatly, you'll notice that we are very rich in media. You know, you get to see videos of people, like photos of people. One of the feedback that I got from some of our users or job seekers was that, it gave some assurance that this was a legit company, right? Because I can kind of get a sense of who's working there, what's it like, you know, rather than just, if I'm looking at like a text-based job description without anything else, and I haven't heard of the company name before, it does raise some questions, you know, and I go to the website, I don't really see anything. So, I mean, for sure, people are a little bit cautious about scams, and they should be, right? 100% they should be, because, you know, there has definitely been an increase in scams, not just job scams, but all kinds of scams, right? Yeah, because I suppose the way the economy actually is. But I don't think it's really deterred a lot of people from, you know, still looking at good companies, right? There's still ways you can find a good company and not be overly worried that it's a scam.
And what about you guys over at Seeds, Nick? Have you encountered this?
For our Virtucurfers, no. This has been a concern for job portals, and we are not one. The client and us, we vet credible employers before they even engage with the job seekers. But regardless, everyone must always do their due diligence in these kinds of things.
Totally agreed. So now, Nick, what are the expectations that new graduates will have with future employers now as well?
New graduates now have to be much more tech savvy and must be able to adapt to working remotely, meaning that they must be able to handle multiple video calls a day and still manage their time and resources to get the job done. Graduates would expect employers that are ready to support them remotely, but gone are the days where you work from 9 to 5. Work is no longer about fixed hours, but how do you manage your resources while continue giving value? That's the key. Devices and internet access is also crucial, as it has become a necessity to enter the workforce in the new norm. This would especially be a challenge for those who have a limited internet connection. Some future employers might require them to still come to office, but remote work will not be going away anytime soon. It might actually be more frequent even when the pandemic is over.
And Derek?
This is a bit of a tricky one. I think we are, at the moment, we are at the stage where we are shifting back to sort of an employee's market, if you like, if you're talking about good talent especially. So, and we are in this middle point, if you like. So it's very difficult to predict expectations. So if you graduated in 2020, for example, I would say it is definitely an unfortunate time to be graduating, because, you know, yes, fresh graduates were still being hired, but I'm sure a lot of grads who could have been hired in a normal year were not hired last year. And they're still in the market for a job this year. So if you're graduating in 2021, not only are you competing with other fresh graduates for a job, but you're probably competing with 2020's batch, for a job. So there's still definitely a little bit of a surplus. So I'm a bit careful with, like, thinking about what expectation graduates have. I would still, if I'm a fresh graduate right now, or if a fresh graduate asks me for an opinion, I would still lean towards, you know, assume that there's a lot of competition for your role and, you know, work a little bit extra hard to impress the employer, right, that you're the right person for the job.
Just one final question for you, Derek. Do you think hybrid work will be an essential hiring factor for employers moving forward?
Well, as someone who would like to, you know, have a positive voice in the industry, I would hope that that's the case, that a lot of employers would you start adopting some kind of hybrid strategy. It is largely, I suppose, if you're an employer listening to this and you're not entirely persuaded that it's a good strategy, now perhaps maybe because you're thinking, well, we were never hybrid before, it was completely fine, right? Why do I have to do it now if the economy opens up? But, you know, I would say that if more and more employers adopt a hybrid kind of workplace and you don't, and that's what the talent actually want, over time, you're going to lose out on a lot of good hires. And, you know, it may not be obvious in the beginning, but it's going to be obvious like 2-3 years down the road. So, you know, definitely that is the trend. What I would sort of like, for employers are sort of a little bit still on the cautious side, you don't have to go like full remote, but just have some policies in place where that option is there, you know, maybe once a week or twice a week, depending on the nature of your work, so that, you know, you get access to a larger pool of like quality hires.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Derek. That was Derek Toh, the founder of online job portal Hiredly. And of course, just before that, we heard the co-founder and CMO of Seed's virtual events, Nick Zawier, on the line. We were talking about recruitment after the pandemic, Chris.
Yeah, we were. Yes. So basically, we had some polls running as well. And we had a question for you. Are you trying to get hired during the pandemic? If so, how? On Twitter and Instagram.
The numbers over on Twitter, 37.7% of you saying yes, you were looking at getting hired online. 39.8% of you saying no, already working. 17.9% of you saying no, not looking, with 4.7% of you saying yes, looking offline.
And on Instagram, we had yes, trying to get hired at 75% and no at 25% as well.
Wonderful. Guys, thank you very much for all of your comments today and for taking part, of course, in the polls. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow with a different topic, of course. And do make sure you stay tuned. We've got something coming up after the 1 o'clock news. It's the Breakfast Grill replay. Slightly more than a decade ago, Hibiscus Petroleum was listed on Bursa Malaysia as Malaysia's first oil and gas SPAC. Unlike other SPAC aspirants, the past decade has been good for the company. And while Hibiscus Petroleum appears to be in full bloom, a global transition to clean energy and the recent pandemic might have posed a stumbling block for its growth. Managing Director Dr. Kenneth Barrera takes the hot seat this morning to discuss the plans moving forward and thoughts on how the past year has affected the oil and gas industry in general. My name is Rich Bradbury, and on behalf of Christine Wong, this has been Enterprise BizBytes here on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.